Recorded the tone.
Everything looks good.
Test.
Boy, what kind of clue can I get for these two people? Is there a famous female gardener?
Ina. Ina Garten. That's as close as I can get.
I've never heard of that person in my life.
That's the Barefoot Contessa. That's her name.
Yeah, I hate that woman with a passion.
I do too.
Famous gardeners. Let's see. List of top well-known gardeners. Don't know you.
Did you remember?
Oh, I know her. Oh,
who's that?
The number one list on the list is Kim Wilde.
No.
Doesn't ring a bell at all. She's the kids in America. Whoa.
I know her.
Boy, I think I might just go with that because no one will ever get that.
Yeah, that's true. No one ever gets them now. That's impossible.
That's true.
Why? Tell me the link again. How did you get to her?
I looked up a list for list of famous gardeners, and the number one on the list is Kim Wilde, the English pop singer.
Okay.
But her big hit 81 was Kids in America.
Since then, she's become a gardener?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happens when you combine a gardener with her. The only thing that makes her seem less menacing is that him is that villain from Powerpuff Girls. But in fairness, he genuinely frightened me because his name was Him and he was like Satan with a perm and lobster claws. I never liked that.
Satan with a perm. That is scary. Yeah, mostly the perm part. But
so, Ray.
Yo.
For
looking out at the today's window, down
battle,
the cars in the city go rushing
I
by.
Have decided that it should be, you know, one average citizen.
Oh.
That's to think that one, yeah, I don't know, I can't even imagine the number of them that, you know, expanded the universe. They can't all fit into the...
It's like 6 billion?
Yeah, I can't have 6 billion people...
No, sorry, 60.
Squeezed into the rhombocubotetrahedron.
And the rhombocubotetrahedron.
Right, so all you need to know is that all Shi'ar are incredibly strong and have great stamina. Other than that, there's no...
I just figured you would pick out, like, the few really well-known Shi'ar.
Oh, like I just thought... I thought since I was all the Shi'ar, I would be average Shi'ar citizen. And it says here, the average Shi'ar can lift 1 ton in Earth-like gravity and has far greater stamina.
That's still pretty good for bird people.
It is pretty good. Yeah. So every time I hear bird people, I think about 30 Rock and when Jack was engaged to that woman who had avian bone syndrome.
I love 30 Rock. Whoa.
Nobody's watching this week. Nobody's sitting there waiting in anticipation. Yeah. I screwed that up.
Yep. It's because no one listens to our show anymore.
Samurai's
just in. Samurai. Samurai's the only listener.
And then Daywalker, and now everybody.
Everybody, rock your body.
Yeah.
Everybody, rock your body right.
Backstreet's back.
All right. You know, first time I heard that song, I'm like, would a Backstreet exist once before so they could have gone away, so now they got to come back? Or? But that was like their first hit that I remembered.
Maybe that was their second hit.
So I'm not sure how they went away so they could come back.
I don't know.
I don't want to Google it. I'm too lazy.
Yeah. I was going to say, if we just wait for a second, there'll be a link from Samurai here in the Discord.
Let me Google that for you. Well, there you go. They apparently did have a first album.
The question is, why did they have a second album?
Well, that song was actually, you know, catchy.
Yeah. Also money.
Yeah.
Oh, why they did it, I understand. Why anybody was listening, I don't know.
Oh, the girls love the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, that's it. The girls bought all their albums.
And Ian. All the girls and Ian. I mean, really, I mean, they're no 98 Degrees.
If you people are.
Which one had JT?
That was NSYNC.
Okay, they're no NSYNC.
There you go.
I don't know who's in which group.
Which one had
Joey Fatone?
I think that was Backstreet.
That's Backstreet?
I can't be certain, but it could be NSYNC as well. All I know is he hosts every show now.
Oh my god! Mostly. Like, yeah, we were flipping through channels the other day, and it was a after show for Impractical Jokers. Mm-hmm. He's the host of that show. I'm like, what does Joey Fatone have to do with Impractical Jokers?
He likes work.
Good for him, I guess. Get that paycheck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready when you guys are. Looks like everybody's still traveling for the holidays.
Yep. Late crowd. 9 o'clock in the PM.
I like it.
Are you ready to roll?
I got to give this just a second to see how it plays out. I'm not sure if Frost Hopper is joking or has lived his whole life with not knowing who Chris Hardwick is, because that would be awesome.
Wow. He's the owner of a fake professional bowling team on the PBA circuit called the Atom Smashers. That's true. I'm not making that up.
He used to do a podcast. The podcast got famous. He sold it for a bunch of money, and now he hosts a few shows on TV.
Yeah. He hosts anything that says talking in the word in it. That's him.
Yeah. And he hosts a game show called Drop a Ball Down a Pegboard?
Plinko?
Yeah, it is Plinko, but it's called something else. The Wall.
Hmm. He is the son of a professional bowler, yes.
Okay, now you can start the show.
Okay. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 173rd small installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Hopefully small, so right and go to bed. See, I'm the Wooly One. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. That's Ray. That's Ian. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Ho, ho, hi.
I don't say ho, ho, ho. Did you get conned into watching this Kurt Russell Christmas movie on Netflix?
Not yet.
I will. That'll happen to be soon.
Okay. He's Santa Claus. Didn't say ho, ho, ho.
Actually, now I've missed it. Now that Christmas is over, there's a good chance I'll never see it, but we'll see.
Oh, all right.
Was it good? Was it non-awful?
All right. If you, as always, like these movies, if you understand the fact that every child actor is god-awful, and you ignore the fact that most of the movie is child actors, and you ignore the bad CGI of reindeer, Kurt Russell was a delight.
Kurt Russell is always a delight, so that doesn't help me a ton.
He sang like a jailhouse rock bit in a prison as Santa Claus, so that was pretty sweet.
Nice. Did he take a potion before becoming Santa Claus so he was feeling all pepped up and really good about the whole situation? No?
No.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
That's good living. Did they use LPs?
I'm pretty sure it was Kurt Russell.
Did they use LPs or CGI? Craig, I need you.
I think it was CGI.
Okay. Forget it. It's 100% Kurt Russell. Don't fear that. He is. It's on Netflix. It's
yeah,
Kurt
it's
Russell with Santa
Han.
Claus.
Yeah. See. All right. Let's just move on.
Okay.
I'm disappointed. I don't think we're gonna watch it.
I said sorry. Ray'd have to bleep that. Sometimes
did,
I
did you
mess
curse?
Up.
Did Craig curse?
Yes.
I mean, sorry, dude. All right, back to the show.
Well, not like a super right. curse, but, pseudo curse.
Right.
And now on with the show.
Like the kind you treat my son to when we come to visit.
Oh, no, usually I'm worse in front of your son by accident. Just because I'm a bad person. All right, it's your Deadpool dailies. Today we had a Yellow Cage, Thursday Yellow Rocket, Friday Yellow Spidey, Saturday Purple Daredevil, Sunday Blue Jennifer the She-Hulk, Monday Red Deadpool, Tuesday Green Gamora, Wednesday is the Green Black Widow. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash. Ian, on the 19th was that Iceman versus Teen Gene.
Did it.
Did you win that one?
I did. It was, I forget which one of you, but it went this exact same way.
Freeze it.
Freeze, green, why are you still around? Freeze, punch, death.
There you go. All right, well, that's good, because keep that in mind, because they're running again on the 29th.
All right.
In between that, inside the Iceman sandwich. Ooh, ice cream sandwich. I miss those. They're delicious. Although I have some, non-dairy ones that are pretty good. 1224, that's now-ish, is Cloak and Dagger versus Strange. Have you attempted this one?
No, I haven't. I'll try it tonight. Sorry, I've been living the holiday dream. I got my gift a couple days ago from MPQ, and it has been keeping me very, very satisfied over the holidays. The 12 Days of Marvel, where I can play one time and be done.
Oh, nice.
So today I'll try it. I don't want to miss out on it in case I can win it. I don't know if Cloak and Dagger's in a winning position, but I don't even know what to do with them.
Just let it make black. It'll put some tiles on the board. You win.
Really?
Yep.
I wouldn't make black. You leave the black on there so that he makes attack tiles every round.
That's what I meant. You leave it on, make black.
Yeah, it don't fire any tiles. Powers. Just
Don't fire any powers.
Okay.
Just make matches and win. Don't make black matches. Just let the black build up. And it's a really toned down strange, so it's not that hard.
Okay, that's sound advice. I'll try it after the show.
All right, over in Storyland, we got the hunt running. That'll get you 3 Lokis, a Ghost Rider, the 30 CP, and top 200 folks get the brand new Peter Porker.
Ooh. Wait, is that...
Yes?
Placement, not progression?
Yes, that is placement.
Ah, I'm out.
Prodigal Son can get all the Punishers, 6 of them. 2 Porkers. So if you can't finish in the top 200, you can still get 2 Porkers in progression. 66 CP if you finish it out. Top 50 folks get... Danny Rand, the defender of Kunlun, the defeater of some dragon, the guy from 52nd Street, lived in Tibet for a while, and he's the Mortal Iron Fist. Did I miss any of his titles?
Sweet.
Probably.
Oh, super rich guy owns Rand Industries. Maybe. I don't know. And then 51 to 400 is Scott! as Ian foresaid, 12 Days of Marvel still going down. I think we're halfway through.
So yeah, that's been a great time. I've been trying to do... Up until yesterday, I've been trying to finish mine... more thematically. So if it said, you know, have this type of person, I would make sure I had all that type of person. And then yesterday it was like, be an Inhuman. And I was like, I got 3 Inhumans. I'll see what I can do with, Medusa and Quake and Kamala Khan. And then, Mockingbird, Coulson and Carol showed up and they were like, no, you won't get off the board. And I was like, oh man, this is now I know what the computer feels like when I do this, except for the Mockingbird part, which made it 100% worse.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I saw her red go off and I saw what were 2 fortified red, 2 turn countdown tiles that would instantly become 0 turn countdown tiles because of Carol and Coulson, I'd be like, gosh darn it. Let me just shuffle someone in front who I can stand to lose and see if I can beat you next turn. The answer was no.
Yeah, that's a rough fight.
Shield training is going down. Have you played through any of that?
No dice.
Didn't even start it?
Nope, not a one.
You got 5 days.
Okay, I'll look at it.
I think I did as much as I'm getting. I got 1 cover, so I did 1 of the bottom nodes.
That's what I got. I played all the way through, got my Peter Porker, added him to the squad, finished my 1 fight, and... Well, I mean, you
didn't tell me
more.
It gave you a Peter Porker.
It gets you a Peter Porker.
How do I do that?
Finish all the fights.
Oh, that's not going to happen. I don't even have the characters. Who are the characters?
You probably have them.
Okay. Do I have them at a level 209?
I'm trying to... I don't know. That may be not. It's Ghost Rider.
Yep, I've heard of him.
I'm getting there. Coulson.
Oh, I definitely... Yep.
And Rai Will.i.am's.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go get Peter Porker right after this show.
Yeah. Do you have Ghost Rider at 209?
It's a maybe. I don't know. I think I have him at a 552 or a 551. If that's enough to get him to 209, I will.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, give it a whirl, man. Get that free portrait.
Yeah, for sure. Holy smoly.
Hey.
Guess I'm going to have to play some Puzzle Quest.
Hey, Dad. He's going to porker.
He's not going to porker, Russ.
No, Dad. He's going to porker.
He may porker, Russ. Just eat your banjo.
All right, in PvP land, we got Maybelline's running right now. That'll get you a Squirrel Girl, a Safari Joe, the 15 CP. Top 10 folks there also get a Porker, and 11 to 50 get Switch. That's followed up by the Porker's Own event called Poor Side of Interest. That will reward you tokens to the Spider Ham and Friends Vault.
I like that title. That's pretty good.
I really did. It was slow, and it was funny the whole way through.
In the It's the Soul Season. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Your shield training, or not shield training, your shield simulator, that'll get you Squirrel Girl, 3 She-Hulks, and if you get to 2,000 points, that'll get you a Prowler.
Prowler. So, Ian, it looks like good news. I think 551 Ghost Rider, you can get that up to 209, right? I don't know. I have no idea. You currently have him at 160.
Oh, great. So, I'll throw some ISO at him and be optimistic. Craig, did I tell you that your influence poisoned me? I listened to you before, before taking the survey from last week. Then I took the survey. Mm-hmm. And even though in my heart, when they asked me, what character do I most think needs a rework? And, you know, I wanted to say Kraven more than anything. I was like, 5-star Banner, because Craig said so. And then I was so sad after I hit send.
But Banner's really bad.
He is, but I don't care. There are 11 other Hulks that I can enjoy. There are zero other Kravens for me to enjoy.
That's a very good point. I have no argument against that.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
all right, let's move on.
I'll do the survey earlier next time. That's the solution.
Did you mention that you listened to this podcast to get all your news?
I did. 100%. Right. It's true.
Right.
All right. The Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had Northstar versus Drax. Brought
Ooh,
to you
how
by
did that shuffle out?
Battle Cry. All right, Ray, what were the votes?
In listener comments on the Superhero Showdown, we had one comment that I thought was very worthwhile mentioning. We know how this fight is going to go. The ref is going to count to 3 and ring the bell, but Drax is going to jump the gun and attack Northstar before the fight is supposed to start. Winner, Drax. Other than that, everybody else voted for Northstar.
I mean, being like, you know, the Midwestern real estate agent, I don't think he would cheat.
He's got much crazier recently.
No, his coach is going to go, all right, on the other side of that guy is Thanos waiting to be killed. And that's going to give him enough encouragement to do anything.
Maybe it was Thanos like doll on a stick on a string hang out in front of his face.
There you go.
And he's like, ah! all right, so we're putting Northstar in the winner's column.
Yeah.
All right, that is winner number 12, I believe. Yes. Close it at home. We'll be done with this after March Madness is over. All right. This week in the rhombicubotahedron. I have no idea how you pronounce that. Rhombicubotahedron. I don't know. The left corner. Why are they left? I don't know. Baron Zemo.
Yeah.
He's pretty sweet. In corner number 13. It's a big corner because it is housing all of the Shi'ar Empire.
It's got to be a big corner. There are 60 billion members of that race. So
yeah, but you know, you can pack a lot of birds into a small place.
Can you?
Tell me who wins.
All right. I think we had discussed this, however, and the Shi'ar is the entire race is not going to be able to participate in this.
They will stay in the stands. I am an average Shi'ar citizen for all intents and purposes in this battle.
All right.
Go ahead, Ray, because I know very little about Baron Zemo.
Okay, so originally my plan was, because Baron Zemo, I mean, what he's really got going for him is his genius-level intellect. I mean, he is a master combatant and swordsman and marksman, but really his strategy is what is the most dangerous part of Baron Zemo. So my thought originally was, I'm going to go after the Shi'ar homeworld and try to come up with some sort of genetic destructive influence that would just wipe out the whole race. But since I only need to defeat one, I imagine I will come up with some sort of ingenious poison to your system. Or, I mean, I suppose even physically, just if we have to physically fight each other, he's going to be able to do quite a bit, but he's not going to have the strength. So I just got to avoid you and work you down.
See, but my thought would be if you just spray the corner down that the Shi'ar is going to start in with adhesive X, once they step into the ring, they can't move anymore.
I don't know.
And you can just like attack him from afar.
Would he want to be around adhesive X? Considering
that's his
that
jam,
is,
baby.
I thought that was what originally caused his being deformed was the adhesive X. Because originally he fell into a vat of adhesive X.
Really strong stuff.
So I think his physical stuff could keep him alive for a little bit, but really I think he's going to be able to come up with a way of downing a Shi'ar with his genius level intellect.
Okay, that's fair. Because I think, yeah, I would take the opposite approach. As an average Shi'ar citizen, I would use my extreme levels of stamina to pursue you as quickly and as, you know, fervently as possible until I could get you in the grasp of my superhuman strength and attempt to break you that way. I'm not a particularly good tactician, I assume I have intergalactic levels of average to above average intellect because of the advanced civilization I come from. So while not necessarily a super genius, I'm not like a dum-dum, so that's nice. What I got. I'm going to rely on my superhuman stamina and strength, and I'm going to attempt to crush you before you come up with something clever.
I understand, but Zemo is extremely, he doesn't care about morality or ethics, so, and as we know, evil always defeats good because good is dumb. So,
that's true. I don't want to rule that possibility out. While I'm playing this fight in my head, you are the Robert Downey Jr. version of Sherlock Holmes, and I am the big dude that he fights in the bare knuckle match and uses his super intellect to disable me and then defeat me. So it could go either way. But I think I've got super duper human strength, so I feel like if there's any amount of range that gets closed down, I think I might be able to break you.
Intellect versus speed and brawn, and I think it's up for
not
the
speed,
listeners.
Not speed, stamina.
Oh, stamina, right.
Stamina,
right.
Very specific.
I can't work you down. You're going to be able to outlast anything.
Correct.
Gotcha.
I can endure. So there it is.
Everybody, jump to the normal methods and send some votes Ray's way. Let us know who wins. Let's see. Let's talk about more pork than what's always in the federal budget. That's not possible.
No! Yeah.
Because those guys like to spend a bunch of money on bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peter Porker, the Spectacular Spider-Ham. We got some details on his powers here. I don't think we covered this yet, but I could be forgotten because I'm old. We didn't do this yet, right?
I don't think so.
All right.
We did not.
Okay. Into the Spider-Verse for 10 yellow. Creates up to 4 3-turn countdown tiles to create web tiles, stun the enemy, grant allies a burst of health, and deal damage, respectively. So the purple tile has Miles come out, shoot his web shooters, and creates 2 web tiles. The blue tile is Agent Venom's tendrils reach out, wrap up the enemy, stunning them for 1 turn. The yellow tile is Peter Parker, steps into the front, inspiring his comrades and giving them a burst of 139 health. The red tile, Gwen Stacy, the Spider-Woman, lets loose a powerful punch, dealing 426 damage. That sounds really not inspiring. Like, is that just?
I feel like you just
good,
said.
Right?
I was gonna say. I feel like you just said powerful punch and then said 400 damage.
Right.
Yeah. And this is at level 270, power level 5. That seems really not good.
Well, I thought, no, at level 5, it goes up to 3952 damage.
Oh, I see. I should read the words on the screen.
Even then, 4,000 damage isn't a whole lot, but it's countdown time.
No, but it's... Right.
Yeah. It does also stuns for 3 turns.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of stun.
So it's 4 2-turn, 4-5 count tiles. It's a stun for 3 turn, heal for 1,048, and punch for 3,952. It still doesn't sound very good for 10.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty bad. Let's move on. Maybe this power is totally better, because it's called a talking pig for 8 purple. Somebody just went beep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you both still there?
Yeah.
I am.
Oh, it sounded like someone muted or something. Like I heard a weird tone.
Boop.
Must be the NSA tapping into our conversation.
Okay.
Likely.
Yeah. So 8 purple. Stun a random enemy minion for 1 turn and remove up to 1 enemy countdown strike, attack, or protect tile, removing countdown tiles first. So that's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, it is.
Level 5, that stuns them for 2 turns and removes up to 4 enemy tiles. So that's pretty good. Get rid of 4 special tiles, stunning someone for 2 turns. I like that. That's a good power.
It is.
Third power is when pigs fly. Kiss my grits. 12 blue. Creates a 3-turn blue countdown tile, which deals 1,930 damage to a random enemy. While this is on the board, the Spider-Ham is airborne, and this tile continues to tick down even if he becomes stunned. At level 5, this is dealing, now we're talking, 12,915 damage.
Yikes.
While throwing him up into the air for some safety. That power pretty good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is a 3-5-5 in my world. What do you got?
It depends. I mean, if I'm using a countdown team, Carol and Coulson, I'd like the countdowns. But, the other two powers seem much more useful at their base.
I just like the flavor text that says Spider-Ham swings through the air like a Capicola cannonball. I've never seen a cannonball made out of Capicola. Sounds expensive. No? Okay. So right now, you got the Heroes for Hires running. What do we got? Spider-Ham and Friends Vault. That's what I was looking for. Although I suppose I can talk about the shield training Heroes for Hire. Why not? That's 7,000 hero points. That'll get you a Coulson, a Rai, 16 elite tokens, 6 CP, and 20,000 ISO. Spider-Ham and Friends Vault 80 items, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, 1 random Spider-Ham cover, 2 random 4 stars, Ghost Rider, an Agent Coulson, a Rai Rai, and a whole slew of 3 stars and below. And let's see.
Ian heard what I heard. But continue, please.
All right. I'm confused.
You can get some blow?
No.
2 stars and blow?
Below.
Uh-huh. Okay, yep. I heard 3 stars and blow. I was like, whoa. It's a crazy vault.
Things not as good as 3-star covers. Ah, so as we said, Peter Parker's available to his placement rewards in the hunt. Shield trading gives you tokens to Prodigal Son, a random cover of Peter Parker, and more. The Prodigal Son story gets you Peter Parker in progression and reward tokens to the Spider-Ham and Friends vault. And Poor Sign of Interest will again get you Peter Parker in progression and more tokens of that vault. On the poll there, they've got him at 535, which just seems ludicrous to me.
Huh.
Am I missing something as to why that yellow power is good?
Probably. But
I don't know.
I don't know. You've always been adverse to countdown tiles.
Because they always get matched away.
It reminds you of War Machine and you get twitchy.
Yeah.
These are fortified. They'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
We'll be fine.
You'll be dead. I saw a sweet t-shirt that was, you know, like for Mos Eisley Cantina. Is, you know, where our friends don't like you, and we don't like you either.
Yeah.
So there you go, Ian. Go get yourself a Peter Parker.
I'm going to try after the show.
All right. Well, hey, he's got a support.
Oh.
It comes in a form of SP / Doctor.
Okay. Who's SP Doctor?
I don't know.
Okay.
Looks like Penny a little Parker? Girl with a robot.
Penny Parker. That's what it said when I opened the thing. It said Penny Parker. That right. Sounds more. Who's Penny Parker?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's the SP / Doctor.
Okay.
Perk 1, when you make a match 5, there's a 50% chance to give your team a burst of 3,135 health.
Ooh.
Perk 3, at the start of the battle, there's an 80% chance to gain 6 yellow AP.
Nice.
Ooh.
Perk 5, the supported character's base blue is increased by 531. And her Spider-Ham synergy...
Ooh.
When the enemy matches a friendly special tile, there's a 75% chance, 75, to stun a random enemy for 2 turns.
Nice.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I don't know who Penny Parker is. I'm assuming she's some relation. However, when her father died, piloting an SP / doctor suit or DR suit, apparently she took over. So it's some sort of Spider-Man looking mechanical suit. So there you go.
Okay.
She can go hang out with her robot spider. What's her dumb name, like $?
What?
Kesha.
Don't put symbols in names. Oh. I hate that crap.
I was like, I don't know who that is, but shame on them.
$?
Yeah.
Commonly known as Kesha.
SP/ doctor. Stupid.
Nope. I'm.
It's pronounced. Sorry. It's supposed to be pronounced spider. I believe.
I don't care what it's supposed to be pronounced of. It's SP/ doctor. It says so right on the screen.
I'm down with Craig's sour note on this one. There is another musician who I'm confident his name is supposed to be pronounced Dead Mouse, but instead of an S, there's a 5, and I've always called him Dead Mouse 5. And everybody's like, what's wrong with you?
Because it's clearly Dead Mouse 5.
He's got a nice hat.
he can hang out with the Chameleonaire. And 2 chains.
So, all
right. Anyway, there's a SP/ doctor store going down. The SP/ doctor is available at 4 times odds. That's beginner best of master packs.
It's kind of like a Les Nessman bit.
The odds to get a rank 5 support is 1 in 27.
You really seem like Les Nessman there. With the whole Rai Rai Will.i.am's.
Exactly.
SP/ doctor.
128 in vault, 1 support master, 5 support advanced, 9 beginners, a random 4, 14 threes, and a whole slew of old 2 stars and such. There's nice. Also a Nico Heroes for Hire going down for 4,800 hero points. That'll get you 1 Nico, 2 SP/ doctor advanced, and 3 SP/ doctor beginners. 30,000 red ISO, and there's an Agent Coulson Heroes for Hire for 250 big CP we'll get you one Yellow Coulson, a SP/Dr. Master, and three of those is advanced, and 100,000 red ISO. Man, I hope this perk or this thing never comes up again, because I'm sick of talking about it. Anything in local news? You got anything?
I haven't been local, so I don't know. I have no idea.
I had a sweet, sweet, giant amount of deer meat for Christmas. It was glorious. Oh,
that's nice.
It was so awesome that it wasn't subjected to ham and turkey for Christmas. Man, it was great.
I got a subscription to... Are you sitting down, Craig?
I am.
All right. Are you ready to say, of course you did.
All right. You got, it's Soda Pop Weekly? Great
no,
Soda Weekly?
Cheese of the Month.
Ugh. Of course you did.
In fairness, it's actually cheese of the quarter. Like every 3 months, I get a you know. I'm sorry. It's a box
cheese.
That has.
I get it. Yeah, you get cheese. Yes,
a variety of cheeses per quarter. I'm really excited about that. I also got a gift certificate to SodaPopDirect.com.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So that I could order a variety of exotic sodas if I so desire.
Yeah. I love real sugar. Real sugar pop is the way to go.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep, I agree. How did your advent calendar play out? Was it all good for you?
Yeah, it was all cheese. It worked out great. did you get anything good for Christmas?
No.
Okay.
We decided we weren't buying presents this year, so we didn't buy any.
Nice.
Outside of the stuff that I bought my wife, but
right.
She got a new Apple Watch.
Okay.
And we bought a Harry Potter Munchkin and the expansion to Harry Potter Battle for Hogwarts. Got some new sheets. Really, that's about
okay. That sounds great.
And, you know, outside of my root canal I got for Christmas, I also got, you know, a temporary crown today. So,
wow, congratulations.
Yeah, great dental for Christmas. That's what I got.
That's better than having your teeth fall out of your head.
Yeah. It just, I couldn't feel my face until about 7 o'clock. So...
Now I've got that song in my head.
Oh, see, I was thinking about that part in the movie Blow, where he's like, I can't feel my face. I mean, I can feel my face, but I can't feel my face. Ray, I also want to know about your Christmas, but I also want to move on to the next segment of the show. So I'm going to wait until Tuesday to ask you.
Okay, that's fair enough. Mine was spent at home, and I drove a lot just today, hence the tiredness. But
right.
That, yeah, there you go.
Also, thanks for my sweet gift.
It came already?
Which I assume was you. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mine came like the day before Christmas. I was like, why is there a package on my porch? And I was like, why is it a mysterious package with my name on it that I definitely didn't order? And then I saw that it was from Cafe Press, and I was like, oh!
Nice.
And then two and two came together, and everything was good. In the meantime...
This week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the ghost escapes!
All right. Let's talk about everybody's favorite quantum thief. Purple, red, and blue... Purple's a supply run. It costs 10 purple AP, creates 4 invisibility tiles, and if those get matched away, Ghost gets 581 health per. That sounds nice. Unfazed, 10 red AP. It deals 2,000 damage. If Ghost uses it, it deals 5,000 damage as Ghost is invisible and uses it. Blue, Power Cycle and Stasis Protocol. It does, if it's in power cycle mode, the match damage that she is doing is increased by 300%. Whenever Ghost fires a power, it creates a 3-turn countdown tile that generates 6 red AP. While that tile is on the board, Blue switches to Stasis Protocol. Stasis Protocol does base damage match of 100%. Less if you don't have it at 5. So, again... I'm not very confident about most things, but Blue's got to be at 5 so that you're not damaged by the Stasis Protocol, I think. Plus 300% sounds like a lot of increased match damage. How about 355?
I hope you're correct. That's how I run her. Yeah.
I don't think that... Yeah, well, because going up from levels 3 to 4 to 5 in her purple gives her 3 invisibility tiles and then 4 invisibility tiles. I think 2 invisibility tiles is enough for anybody. And I think having Stasis Protocol starts off at 40% match damage and goes up to 100% match damage at level 5. So to offset the awfulness of that, I feel like 355 is the correct answer.
Danger level. Danger level.
What is that from?
James Bond.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I know I've heard it before, but I couldn't place it. Yeah, 355. I think that's the way to go.
I have read 535, but I have never actually used that character except when I was forced to.
Sure.
So
sure.
I have no idea really what she does at all.
Right. Well, from what I've just told you, I think I'm feeling confident. And that's what's always sunny in Xandar. It's the ghost.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
Sure.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
There wasn't a whole lot, but I am going to blame that on the holidays. First, Stink Palm. Stink Palm said, I would like to see a movie starring George Wendt. Oh, I would not like to see a movie starring George Wendt eating beans. However,
what?
He's a calming voice actor for Pixar, so if one of his characters is chowing down on some legumes, I'll allow it. He also said, I listed your podcast as one of the sources for T Gets News. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yay. Yeah.
I need to know who messed with the timeline such that we're living in Craig's reality. Again, Dazzler's a hot pile of steaming trash. She should have been the newest one star in the game.
You guys are just mean.
He also says Rey, as usual, has a more sensible opinion, God Emperor Doom, or, you know, a continuation of Spider-Villains, since the Spider-Verse had a few that aren't in MPQ, like Scorpion, Tombstone, and Goblin Prime. I hear that's really good.
I have never heard of any of those people.
You've never heard of Tombstone?
Nope.
Tombstone.
He's an angry albino gangster.
Tombstone, I can imagine not hearing of, but Scorpion? How can you not have heard of Scorpion?
Yeah, Scorpion's pretty popular. Tombstone's definitely maybe. I just like him because he's like a... imagine if Solomon Grundy were normal human size and human. Like, that's his appearance, except he's just a dude.
He's just a gray dude?
Yeah, I think so. If I remember correctly, he's just a dude.
I'm just a girl.
Brawny216, long-time listener, first-time commenter, said, hey, I wrote down PW3 as a source for news on the survey.
All right.
Moving up in the world. Thanks.
Perondiac. He says, I didn't give up on you. I don't know why he said that, but I thought it was amusing.
Thank you.
He said, MPQ survey. I did not take it because I'm limited in time and wanted to play. I would like a reworked Dazzler, though. I can see his argument that he wants a stronger Dazzler, but I think there are other characters. I think Dazzler's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want a stronger Dazzler, but I'm, you know, I can't complain too much. They gave her to me, you know, at all. So
right.
I'm just happy that she exists.
Yeah, for sure.
I think she's been required recently, but because she keeps popping up, but she's all right. There's nothing. I mean, she's definitely not low end. She's not high end either, but in any case, Superhero Showdown, he says, I work with real estate agents and I may or may not agree with Ian's opinion.
Oh, no. Was mine negative?
No, I think you were defending the real estate and Craig was attacking them, the real estate agents. But I think your defense was, I hope Jared doesn't listen to this show. he also said Drax being designed to... Oh, I should have cut this out and made it part of the Superior Showdown thing. I completely missed it. Drax designed to kill Thanos. Northstar can almost reach light speed. I'm siding with Northstar because he's going so fast. The first punch to Drax's dome will kill him, and those skiing skills.
Yeah. You could rescue a damsel in distress just like James Bond.
And he also said, Advent calendars, Star Wars Lego Advent calendars were dope.
That sounds nice.
I imagine.
They're pretty good.
Hesjin Gixon. Craig will...
Whoa!
Yes. It's been a while.
I haven't heard from him. Yeah.
Celebrity psychic goes stairs.
He says, Craig will be happy to know that I both listed and I'll start over. Craig will be happy to know that I both listed PW3 as my news source for the survey and voted for Bruce Banner for the rework.
Yeehaw!
Also, I know this was a few weeks ago, but it made me so happy to hear both Craig and Ian sing bits from the novelty answering machine message commercial. He says, I'm glad to know that someone else has those lurking in their memory for no reason for 20-odd years.
I forgot to tell you the one glorious thing I also did for Christmas. Rewatched Top Gun in 3D. Still amazing. Every time. Anyway, go ahead.
Cool.
I don't doubt that in any way, but I do find it odd. It's not in any way a holiday movie, is it?
No, but my sister was up, and we used to always watch that movie way back when I was a younger person.
All right.
So we popped that in, and she had never seen the 3D version. So good old Top Gun in 3D.
Fair enough. Hsien Gibson followed up with a quick Happy Holidays PW3. Thanks.
Woo!
And Jordan from Jersey said, Spider-Verse, such a good movie. I have heard that. I should probably see it sometime.
What I hear.
Showdown. Movie Drax is dumb in a funny way. Comic Drax is just dumb. North Star gets the win. And Advent. I have purchased the Lego Star Wars Advent calendar for the last 3 years and then opened the whole thing in one sitting. I'm an adult. Forget your rules. Okay. There you go.
You know, that I don't think that builds any anticipation towards, you know, Christmas Day.
It certainly does.
Supposed to work your way up to it.
But that is it. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
Did it make advent calendars for Hanukkah? Because, you know, they have like 8 days of things open.
Well, it would be countdown to the start of Hanukkah. And then, you know, because it stops on the 24th, most advent calendars that I've experienced. I guess some probably have a special Christmas morning one to open.
Yeah, but I thought normally mine always had like a, you know, a bigger piece of chocolate for Christmas Day.
Maybe.
I don't know. I did a quick search and I found 8 day Hanukkah advent calendars.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, Christmas Day, I want you to run down the street, get the biggest goose in the window, you know, the one that's as big as you.
And stuff that in the last day of your advent calendar?
Mr. Scrooge. Wow. Sorry, I just looked at Samurai's graphic and realized that there, you know, that there's actually a Top Gun picture.
Yeah.
In the infographic. Maybe I subliminally thought of mentioning that. Wow. All right, then. Thanks, Lumpy. Nothing? All right.
Nope, that was it.
Okay. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop. You up.
You up. Terrible. That was my worst one yet. I was clearly not on my game. And I'll try to make up for it by bungling the infographic, which I did glance at ahead of time. And it's got a lot of people that I've heard of, so this is optimistic for people who don't want to be immediately confused. 3 stars. Beast is boosted. His green AoE's okay, just make sure to fire off his blue first.
Yep. And remember, you don't actually have to wait for that countdown tile to go off.
No, the countdown tile being there is enough. That blue countdown tile is a blue special tile in its world, that's fine. The Black Panther, 3-star T'Challa version. His black AoE is superb. And his yellow strike tiles will be boosted.
Do them in the opposite order.
Yes, yes. And if you happen upon enough team up AP before you fire those off, you'll be even in a better situation. 3-star Cap. Good on him.
Do a team up AP.
What's that? Team up AP makes the strike tiles that T'Challa produces stronger.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I don't ever use that character, but okay then.
And you need a lot. You need quite a bit. I don't know exactly how many, but it's somewhere in the double digits, so it's rough to pull off.
12.
12, yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so the boosted will be super boosted if you have 12 also. 3-star Cap, his boomerang shield will do good things. And I guess the shield tiles that he puts out, if you ever collect enough yellow, those will be helpful. Colossus. The breakinest character in the whole game who can now destroy the game by sending Peter Porker airborne after Peter Porker sends himself airborne. And there'll be a hot fix coming up here soon for that one. His colossal punch, you'll see more damage out of that. Mystique, if you manage to fire off her purple first, her Master Stroke nuke will do a ton of damage. Enjoy. 4 stars, boosted. The Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze.
I have not had his black ability. It's hard to come by for me for some reason, but it's the one that you want. Mm-hmm. You get to do all the damage they did to you, double it, and then do it to them. I feel like the other two got a rework recently.
They did. They all do some stuff now.
Okay. So, he's got some AoE damage now and some non-AoE damage, so enjoy. Who else is boosted? Ooh, the Iceman. Creepy Bobby.
How about a rework of just the art for Bobby. That'd be sweet.
His blue punch will do good times. His green AoE, good times. Miles. Boy, I used him recently, but I only vaguely know what he does. He turns invisible, so that won't help. Oh, he's got a red that does a little bit of stun and a little bit of damage.
The Venom shot thing.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll do a little bit of stun and some more damage.
But his purple, in addition to going invisible, he also pops out of invisibility.
When he comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprise. Surprise will do some extra damage. Yeah, exactly.
You never see it coming.
Just like the Spanish Inquisition.
Exactly. Okay. Let's see who else is boosted. Oh, one of my son's favorite characters, the man who inspires my favorite Jim Mora impression, Red Hulk will be boosted. His green, you know, has always done too much damage. His green will do awesome amounts of damage if you manage to get 18 of them, which you can do easily because of his purple. His red does some stuff, too. Don't worry about it. A character that is a great mystery to me because I've heard from reliable sources that he's fantastic, and I'm reading from equally reliable sources that he's not at all fantastic. So let's talk about Main Event Hulk. Is he good?
Yeah.
What?
Wait. Main Event Hulk? Isn't it
Eddie Venom?
What?
Isn't it Eddie Venom?
Nope. I did not read the list. He shouldn't be on the list, and he is terrible. Okay. I didn't read the actual list. I was just looking at the pictures, and the first description is meh. And I was like, oh, I heard Main Event Hulk was pretty good. And he was recently reworked. You're right. Eddie Brock Venom, terrible. Been recently reworked, so he's gone up from terrible to terrible.
No, he's one of those characters when the computer uses him. You are wrecked.
I fought him the other day. He was lethal protectoring my whole team to death. Yes. I didn't know what was happening. It was ridiculous. But yeah, I tried to use him. Nothing makes any sense. And he got the same rework that Psylocke got, where she went from being awful to awful.
But I mean, he sits there, nothing happens. You're like, oh, I got a shield. Oh, I got a shield. Oh, I got a shield. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a shield. Oh, I got a shield.
Total mystery, that dude. He's boosted. Enjoy. So let's see. Let's see what sort of samurai wisdom I can pass on to you. Nope. Nope. Oh, what?
What's going on?
No. I was reading his wisdom, and I'm usually blown away by his wisdom. He's been really busy for the holidays, so I'm blown less far away. You could team up 3-star Cap with Beast? I believe you. Sure. And, 4-star Iceman and Rolk.
See, I would never team them both up because they both
have green.
Yeah.
Right. You just have to focus on his blue and then give all the green to him. And yeah, too many overlapping colors because Iceman has a purple, doesn't he? Which can make more green, I guess, but no, not makes, as much as 7 blue. Green. Oh, it does? Oh, it makes blue. Okay.
Yeah, I remember it sacrifices you red for blue. I wrote a whole song about it. Remember? He's cold as ice.
I don't remember you writing a whole song, but I believe you.
He's willing to sacrifice his red for blue. Never
blue,
mind.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to old episodes.
Listen to me now and believe me later. That's just...
In Samurai's defense, he says you don't have to team them up. The point is, there's multiple awesome AoEs this week.
There really are. There's a lot of great boosted characters. Yeah. Thanks, Mystify.
I'm all right.
All right, let's talk about Rainy and Support Corner. Ray, what do you got to share?
Oh, my. Hey, it's that time. Hi, everyone.
Hi, hello, Ray.
This Discord, I swear it's just distracting. This week, in honor of a conversation that I had with my brother over the holiday, I'm going to talk about in-game support Chewy, the Flurkin Feline.
What?
What?
Chewy? The Flurkin Feline?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a support. Tell me more.
Let me log into this game. I don't even know.
I'm absolutely
idea what you're talking about.
Flabbergasted. Yeah.
I find that amusing. Chewy, it looks like a cat. It is not. It is a alien tentacle creature taking the form of a cat. It is called a Flurkin, hence the Flurkin Feline.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what character this came out with, because you can use this with any character, so I don't remember. Whose it is. But it's actually pretty interesting support because, again, you can put it on any character you want. If you have 1-star, when the supported character makes a match, there's a 12% chance to create a strength 24 attack tile. That goes up to a 55% chance to create a 456 attack tile. So that's pretty good. Anytime you make a match. Yeah.
Oh, you got to bleep me again.
You're the worst.
Damn.
Rank number 3 with 3 stars. When a friendly power is fired, there's a 3% chance to remove an enemy special tile. And that goes up to 19% chance at maximum level. So getting rid of the special tiles just when you fire a power, I like that. And rank number 5, at the start of the turn, 10% chance creates a 3-turn blue countdown tile that stuns a random enemy for 1 turn. So it's a 1-turn stun every 3 turns. And there's a 26% chance at max level that that tile can get created. So,
well, it's not a repeater tile. It's a countdown tile.
Right. Right. It's a countdown tile, and you have, if you have it at a max level, 26% chance at the start of every turn to throw one out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That sounds pretty decent. Like you, that.
So, one out of every 4 turns, you get a 3-turn countdown tile.
Yeah. That's throwing out random countdown tiles all the time. I mean, not all the time, but pretty good.
That's a pretty good perk. I don't ever recall ever seeing that picture.
Yeah. It's a weird, disturbing picture. It's a cat with a tentacle, and yeah. But it's a pretty good support. Yeah, so there you go. It's my sister-in-law really, really wants my brother to get that support, but it's not happening yet. So, but good luck. In any case, that's the in-game support this week. Ian, what do you have?
Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Let's talk briefly about an out-of-game support that is important to one of my favorite creators of infographics that I know. Hey, Craig.
Yo.
You occasionally bathe.
That's true.
Other than audiobooks and regular books and all the other distractions that I know you have access to, what's one key component that will improve your hygiene?
Water.
The other key component is, you guessed it, toilet soap. Today's support is toilet soap. Toilet soap is, well, again, soap or non-toilet soap is grease. When you combine calcium soap and lithium soap and mineral oil, you get grease. That is not what you wash yourself with. Today, I'm talking about washing yourself. The technical term for those are called toilet soaps.
Huh. Like toilet water, I guess.
Yeah, and the same reason that, you know, colognes are called Eau de Toilette. Yeah. They're not, you know, actually toilet-related. They are bathroom-related. They are hygiene-related. So this, yes, I'm talking about when you combine tallow with triglycerides and make yourself a bar of, you know, Irish Spring. They are especially prevalent this time of year because they make a totally acceptable gift for someone who you don't know who to get a gift for, especially if it's a woman. And you're around family a lot, so you want to stay a little sharper and a little cleaner because you don't want that. They're most likely to judge you poorly.
But none of those ones that smell like lavender.
No, lavender's soap. Not. I agree. So avoiding lavender soap. But otherwise,
how do you feel about soap that looks like food?
Anti.
Mm-hmm. I agree. How do you feel about soap on a rope?
I don't. Pro?
Okay.
I don't like novelty soap that much because sometimes it's really cool and I don't want to use it. And I don't want soap as a, you know, just a decoration.
Did you ever get somebody that gives you one of those really annoying soaps that has like dollar bills on the inside?
What? No.
What?
No.
Yeah, so you can buy novelty soap that's got money on the inside, and you don't know how much money is in there really until you get to it.
I don't understand.
Never heard of
this. Like there could be like a $10 bill wrapped up inside the $1 bill that they show you.
Okay. Is this going to motivate me to wash more, or?
I think it just motivates you just to break open the bar of soap.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I like that idea at all. Because I don't want to wash more. I don't want to remove too many of the natural oils from my hand. Cause dry skin or anything like that, just so I can hopefully find a $10 bill. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with that $11, but I guess it could be something cool. I guess I could spend it on a Marvel Puzzle Quest sale and get some hero points or something, but, well, that's soap. And these are your supports. Thanks, Fortify. Fortify.
And some clarity, if you're not on Discord and you're listening later, Flurkin Cat is Carol's cat. There were 3 supports launched with Carol. The
Who?
Pager, the cat, and something I'm forgetting, which is probably still in... Oh, Carol Core. The Carol Core.
I don't know who
that
is.
Yeah, we haven't covered that yet.
Who's Carol?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, she got supports released with her? Oh, the 4-star version? Or is there a 5-star version that I'm not aware of?
4-star Carol.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was before Supports. I thought she came out long before Supports.
Yeah, I think so. I think they just released them in quick order with her. Like, not when she was released, but for her. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know either. That's crazy. That picture for the cat is gross.
Well, she didn't know it was an alien at first.
Yeah, but that tentacle's all shooting out of its mouth. I'm not into that at all. No, thank you.
Well, cancel those Japanese videos for Ian.
Exactly.
And you'll have to wait till a few more months before you get the elusive 5-star Carol, I'm pretty sure. Wait for the movie.
Yeah, she'll definitely be out with the movie. Maybe we get a 5-star Coulson then. That'd be pretty sweet.
Oh, right. It was her anniversary. Thank you. It was her anniversary. Her comic book anniversary, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
50-year-old Captain Marvel.
Right on.
Anyway, thanks, Ian.
You're welcome. And thank you, Fortify. So anyway, I got this cybernetic eye queued up.
Whoa!
Got an itchy trigger finger. Let's go.
Man, Ian's on the ball.
Yeah. Let's
do it, Doug.
Let's get. What about our celebrity psychic to the stars? This guy. This guy. Hey, 5-star.
Oh, nice. Come on, Kitty.
Hey, it's. I got her yesterday.
Okay.
I treated myself to a. Wait, was it yesterday? Whenever Christmas was, I opened up a token. I usually only do one a week, but I was like, yeah, it's Christmas, treat yourself. And I got a kitty. This was Feign Death Screech.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like him too, but Kitty is devastating.
Yeah, Kitty is ridiculous.
You going or me?
I got it. Okay. It's a 4-star. Big Pun. Weapons expertise.
Huh. Okay.
Jams him up to level 287.
All right. So I got to go for the eye again. Nope, still just a 4-star. I got the original 4-star Invisible Woman.
All right.
Don't we argue about this every time?
We do.
We do.
I don't think she's the first one, but I like to think of her as
that. It's still X-Force Wolverine, right?
Correct.
But in any case, that takes her up to 282. So there you go. A little disappointing because I'm just not getting any kitty covers.
Maybe if you clicked on the picture kitty corner, you could get a kitty cover.
I'll keep that in mind for next week.
All right. Thanks to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell you about all the million shows that you're on the podcast network. I hear your other one quit doing shows again.
Oh, my goodness. I hope so.
Okay.
Indefinitely. Some are in indefinite hiatus. Some are active. They just had to take a quick break for the Christmas holiday. Some are being listened to actively right now. So they're all on a network with some other podcasts called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. If you go to soontobenamednetwork.com, there's a complete archive of all the shows, active and inactive, that you can choose from. If you prefer, there are direct links on puzzlewarriors3.com to most of the shows. It is an ever-growing, ever-fluctuating list of shows with a few constants holding it down. So check us out, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Did you hear about the new one that's starting for 2019?
I did not.
It's the Leonard F. Chikaris and Pi Hour.
Where he talks about his least favorite pies. Every episode is all of them. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Turns out that 551 Ghost Rider can be boosted to level 233.
Sweet. You're in like Flynn.
I'm going. I do like Coulson. And I do like the other. Oh, Ryrai. Buh. I'm really optimistic all of a sudden. I'm all puffed up in my chair.
Go get yourself that ham. Not a spider pig.
Right. Get definitely not a spider pig. Right. Spider pig is definitely a 20th Century Fox product that is not related to Peter Porker in any way.
That's right.
But is, in fact, Harry Plopper.
That's true.
All right.
Anything else? All right.
Nope. Nothing.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, our website, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or the D3 forums. Click on Amazon, as always. Buy something there. Throw a little bit of money our way, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3, where you can get some Puzzle Warriors swag. So that's all for this week. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, we're the kids in America. Whoa! Whoa! Good night, everybody.
Nobody gets these clues. Good night.
Bye, friends.